Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Verma sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be back tomorrow and, of course, doing his Sunday show as well. We're talking Federal Reserve. We're talking the audit of the Fed bill. We're talking the G8. We're talking about this Newark mayor offering $1,000. No convictions necessary. Let's get the guns off the street. Tattletale squads in this country. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the FDIC getting ready, gearing up to shut down banks all over the country. And it's all for this control grid, this smart grid, if you will. We discussed it with Larry Pratt. They want all your medical information in one database that can be accessed by the government. And that's why they want to socialize your health care. It is unbelievable. Before we go back to callers, I want to thank another one of our great sponsors, Diginet Mobile DVR. That's Diginet, Diginet.net. Everyone should have one of these. This is a unit that records audio and video disguised as a pen. As an unbiased witness, it is always at your side, ready to help in case of a necessity, as admissible as evidence in court if necessary. See, these hidden cameras are essential. Remember, the camera is the new weapon in this info war. There is a war on for your mind, and unfortunately, the police like to lie, the authorities like to lie, and unless you have the video evidence, it is very hard to win in court. They have 2, 4, and 8 gigabyte models, which can record 2 hours of continuous audio and video, and you will not believe the quality. I think it's actually, it's either 640x480 or 720x480, which is standard definition television, and it looks amazing, folks. It's diginet.net, diginet.net. All right, let's continue to go to your calls, and then we're going to hit up some tech news. I know Alex doesn't hit the tech news quite as much as I do, but, you know, I was at this wedding for 3 days over in New York, and I'm talking to my friends and my family and explaining to them about robotics and how it's on another level. Remember, you're reading about now drone attacks in Pakistan and the Middle East almost daily, where they're killing 40, 50, 60 people at a time. They don't even see what's about to happen to them as they're blasted to their doom. And do you really believe all those people, 40, 50, 60 people at a time, are Taliban or Al-Qaeda or insurgents? They'll label anybody an insurgent, folks. That's how they roll. All right, let's go to Maria in California. Maria, you're online.
Hey, Burmese, when is your show coming back on?
I am actually starting my Sunday show when I get back. I'm going to California for a week to shoot for my next film, Invisible Empire. I'm going to be doing a couple interviews out there. And then as long as my plane is on time, I'm going to start doing a weekly wrap-up show for Alex Jones at 6 to 9 weekly. And the first show, I believe, is July 26th. And I'm going to be doing just a three-hour bonanza on the Bohemian Grove and Secret Society, seeing as the Grove will be kicking off their little endeavor, if you will, in mid-July. And then after I release Invisible Empire, and I'm shooting for a December 24th release date, hopefully in the beginning of January, I will be back 5 nights a week.
Nice. So I'm calling in to report on something I did. I went to a Planned Parenthood yesterday just to ask them questions about, you know, how everything works and to get, quote-unquote, educated. And they were trying to push, like, birth control on me, and they were saying that it would be good for me because it would be good for complexion, even though I have a clear face, no pimples, and that it would prevent cysts. And I was just checking everything out, and there was a lot of teenagers in there, and they had, like, MTV playing, and it was just really shocking to me.
Well, they try to make it as hip and comfortable as possible as they try to promote eugenics to the youth. And, you know, I remember as a kid, actually, one of the girls that I saw at this wedding, she was on birth control solely for her complexion, if you will, back when she was 14 or 15 years old. It's amazing to me what they will push on young women in this country.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just pretty scary to confirm everything I've been hearing on this show. And then
well, you know, we are telling the truth here, and it is unfortunate that an organization that tries to parade around as, you know, social help for those that need it are nothing but dirty eugenicists, and they really are out there to depopulate this world. That's what this is. It's eugenics. It's depopulation. It's control. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Yeah.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you want the definitive film on eugenics, it's right here. Alex Jones, Endgame. I can't even go over everything that is in this picture. For the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they can engage in their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population while enabling the elites to live forever with the aid of advanced technology. And there was just a story in mainstream media yesterday about this pill that they were giving rats, and they were living up to 9 to 14% longer. life extensions out there. It's tough to find on the web, but I've seen numerous mainstream articles, stories, papers, all about life extension technology, and I might even disagree a little bit here. First of all, we are under the New World Order program right now. Whether we have full global governance or their apex of what they want, the top of the pyramid, whether that's built or not, is almost a moot point, because I don't think that they need that global government to kill 80% of us. I mean, they have 4.9 billion swine flu vaccines ready to go, and a population that is just so brain dead, they're willing to take it. You know, again, I'm at this wedding, and, you know, the person that's got getting married, her dad is, you know, one of the top guys in the town. He's the town lawyer, and the other guy there is one of the head board members. And let me just tell you how corrupt my town is. I get there, and I'm riding around in my stepfather's van with my brother. All this, I'm in this small town, folks. I've got Amish people in my town, okay? I saw a ton of Amish people. Side point. All of a sudden, I see a golf cart turn over to the side. And I'm like, what is this? And then my brother waves to the golf cart. Guy in the golf cart waves back. I'm driving, so I'm not paying that much attention. I'm like, who's that? And he's like, that's the chief of police. And I turn over, and he's in full uniform. He's on duty. And I'm like, well, what's he doing in a golf cart? He's like, well, he actually got a couple of DUI or DWIs, not even DUIs, DWIs. And he's not allowed to operate the police vehicles anymore. And I'm like, I'm blown away. I've got my little handy cam. I decide to tape it because I don't think anybody's going to believe me. So I go to the wedding, and I'm telling Mr. K, that's what we'll call him, Mr. K, about this. And he says he doesn't know anything about it. He's on the board, blah, 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 blah. I show him the videotape. Now he's paying attention, you know, because, if, you know, I'm the crazy guy. No need to listen to Jason Burmes. He's only, you know, right 9 out of 10 times. He's only the one that tells the real news. So he looks at it, and he's like, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So Mr. S, we'll call him, he comes in. Mr. K's asking. I mean, Mr. K is coming up to me a couple times in this first night, having me show the video to other people because it looks like he didn't know about it. Now, Mr. S should know about it because he's on the board, and he's a nice enough guy. He's an ex-superintendent of the schools. He was very good to me as a child, everything else. Now, Mr. S says, oh, well, I'll get to the bottom of this. By wedding day, I was a nut again because he was riding around supposedly putting out flyers for the July 4th thing for non-parking. Now, I didn't see one flyer in this guy's hand. I saw him four separate times while I was there on Thursday. Never saw a flyer in my life, and they said, no, there were no DWIs. And now I'm the crazy guy again. And, you know, again, I heard it from my brother, so I wanted to confirm it. I go back to my hometown. I get it confirmed by five separate people that he had DWIs. That just shows you the amount of willful ignorance and cover-up in a small town. He knows this guy has DWIs. One of the guys I talked to went to the board meeting and screamed about it as they kind of just laughed at him. It's okay, we have a chief of police that's a drunk. Now, how can a drunk, a guy with two DWIs, rightfully pull somebody over and do the same to him? Doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I had a great time out there, but just the level of corruption and just the loops that people are willing to spin in to make their logic seem correct, okay, to make their viewpoint seem right. You know, another couple of my really good friends, one of them works in the Albany Plaza. She works basically with the entire local government there. She works with Brian Stratton, the Schenectady mayor's wife, who's heavy into the pharmaceutical industry, I learned as well. Yeah, she's going to love it when we all take those swine flu vaccinations because they're going to make a buttload of money. Anyway, I mentioned to her, I'm like, well, what about this Schenectady mayor who wanted to declare martial law and get rid of the police department? And they acted like they'd never heard of it. I had to bring up the article and show them. And I'm like, well, can you hook me up with Stratton? Can you get him on the program? I would love to be like, well, I really can't do that. You know, that might cost me my job. And it's just so sad to me that, you know, they're willing to live in their little world. She's a very good person. Love her to death. Her and her husband are good people. But they still work for the system. The husband's a little more informed. I mean, he's listening to this program. He's listening to, you know, other alternative radio. He is checking out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for information. But at the same time, he doesn't get it all. He gets some of it, you know. For instance, we were talking about robotics, and this is something that I wanted to bring up before I go to our next caller. We're going to go to Terry, Rob, Rick, and more in just a moment. Robot learns to smile and frown. It's right here for PrisonPlanet.tv, and yes, that is Albert Einstein right here. I've been harping on the robo-penguin, which, by the way, I brought up at the wedding. It didn't exist. I had to show a video of it, and even when I showed the video of it, you sure that's not CG? I'm like, no, that is really the robo-penguin from Festo. Look, they have a stingray. Look, I showed them the robo-fish, the carp. Technology, AI, it's here. Robot learns to smile and frown. A hyper-realistic Einstein robot at the University of California, San Diego, has learned to smile and make facial expressions through a process of self-guided learning. The UC San Diego researchers used machine learning to empower their robots to learn and make more realistic facial expressions. As far as we know, no other research group has used machine learning to teach a robot to make realistic facial expressions. Now, there is Hanson Robotics out here in Austin, Texas, actually, where they're doing a similar program. I don't know if it's as far advanced as this. However, they have built Philip K. Dick, the science fiction author, and they're trying to make him more hyper-realistic. It looks incredible. You can type Joey Chaos into YouTube, and you can watch this as well. And when Joey Chaos can't answer a question, for example, he can answer a lot of questions, but I think they ask him about McDonald's, and he doesn't know much about McDonald's, so he says, well, although we are not as advanced as the robots in Blade Runner, if you look at the 70s, a supercomputer filled up an entire room, and that same amount of processing power is now available in something that is handheld. Makes a great point there. So he's saying, look, I may be in the first stages of being an artificially intelligent android, but give me 10 years and wait till you see how advanced we are. And this is the public stuff. So, you know, I just like to keep people in the loop about technology, especially when this technology is being used for warfare. We've got the Ripsaw, which is a tank that has a 25 caliber weapon on it. We have the XM25. Which is a gun for soldiers. Let me say this again. A gun for soldiers that has a microchip in every single bullet. And they can see through walls, okay? This is just like The Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger, a movie that came out 15 years ago. They can see through walls. They have a heat signature on their target. They then can shoot around buildings or through buildings because it's guided by microchip technology. And then this 25 caliber weapon, after it hones in on its target, explodes within 3 meters of the target, killing everybody around. And that's what's available today in the public eye. Let's not forget the story just last week where they had to admit that Hitler had a stealth bomber. I know all of you out there think that stealth technology was something that just came into being in the late 80s, early 90s, and we saw it in the first Gulf War. No, Hitler had one, and it just came out a week ago. You don't think that they can hide things? You don't think that it's compartmentalized? You don't think secrets are kept? You got another thing coming, folks. Just type it in, Hitler's stealth bomb. They did an entire History Channel special on it. We took that from the Nazis. That's how crazy things are. And they're showing you smiling robots in the public eye. Can you imagine what are in the depths of the underground bases at U.S. military facilities? Can you imagine what Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and all these other military industrial goons are really working on? It's almost beyond imagination. And a couple of these UAVs and ground vehicles, if you will, are now being controlled by literal Xbox controllers. They're trying to get human beings to disassociate themselves with the enemy, dehumanize the enemy to a screen where they take an Xbox controller and actually carry out executions. Again, this is reality. This is now. All right, let's take some callers. Let's go to Terry in Indiana. Terry, you're online.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call. Great job you guys are doing. I have a couple of quick comments, and then I have a question for you.
Sure.
My comments, my first one is, I don't know what's wrong with the American people. You can see any type of article anywhere online and go to the comment section, and they're going back and forth, you know, the left-right thing as usual. And you can interject in there, talk about the CFR, Trilateral Commission, everything, give them references, leave links, and they'll just ignore you and just keep on arguing with one another. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the brainwashing that's been going on in this country, and the fellow African Americans, we're almost hopeless. I mean, it's like Obama has just, I don't know what he's done to them. He can do no wrong. He's a savior. Mm-hmm. It's repulsive.
They're using Obama right now and his image in the African American and minority communities to try to promote this city here. Whereas Hitler, you know, went after the youth that was blonde haired and blue eyed. Obama and his administration, and really it's the globalists have decided to harness the power of minorities and those who are poor and African Americans. If you watch these City Year commercials, most of them are minority kids, and sometimes they blatantly say, in fact, we may have to pull it up and play it in the program, that if you're a person of color, how could you not join City Year? I'm sitting there with my jaw on the floor as this young African American kid is saying, if you're a person of color, you need to join City Year. I mean, oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to hold you over, Terry. I'm going to get your question on the other side. We're going to go to Rob, Rick, Jim, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now, folks. The biggest stories, the ones that matter, they're the headlines. They're at InfoWars. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. We're going to go back to Terry, then get to Rob, Rick, Jim, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Terry, what's the question?
Oh, yeah. The question is, being that, you know, they're ramrodding all these bills through Congress without these guys even looking at them and reading them, how about, what about representation here? I mean, can't we put pressure on them and get these guys out of office or something? Because, I mean, we can't have taxation without representation. How are they representing us if they're not even reading the bills that they're passing?
Well, I agree with you. It's just so corrupt now. How do you stop the Leviathan? How do you stop the monster? Is there a candidate that you can get behind? Is there a candidate that can run and win? I mean, if you look at somebody who had the most name recognition out of any non-political figure, it was Cindy Sheehan. And she ran up against Nancy Pelosi, and the media just totally stopped covering her, acted like she didn't exist, didn't mention her run for Congress. She was still able to get just under 20%, but not able to win. So the real question is, can we hold them accountable? This is taxation without representation. And to me, it was encouraging watching John Boehner, on C-SPAN earlier, talking about how he fell asleep on a plane and the entire crew had signed a letter to him encouraging him to keep fighting this health care bill. And again, how is it that we can pass a bill that has 300 pages added to it at 3 a.m. before it goes before the House, and then they can't provide a physical copy of the bill for them to read before they actually vote on it? It's high treason, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Terry. Let's go to Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Afternoon, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'd like to discuss the gun control initiatives.
Please do.
One of the things that I've noticed, Minneapolis, I lived up in Minnesota for 14 years before I moved back to Texas, mm-hmm. and I had my carry permit up there. Mm-hmm. And their murder rates in Minneapolis were at an all-time high. They even had the nickname Murderapolis at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading a couple weeks ago that there had been a total of 5, maybe 6 murders in Minneapolis this year.
That's and not so bad. I mean, it's not the best thing in the world, but 5 or 6 isn't that bad.
No, it's great compared mm-hmm. to their old numbers by midsummer. 2003, 2004, they had 90-some-odd murders.
Wow.
And I can't help but think that the 63,000 carry permits that have been issued up there have something to do with that.
I would have to agree 110%. And I remember, you know, watching Dateline as a youngster, probably about 10 years ago when Jesse Ventura was in the governorship, and they were trying to demonize him for having a concealed weapon on his persons. Meanwhile, the guy is an ex-Navy SEAL. Who would be more qualified to carry a concealed weapon than the governor of the state, who is an ex-Navy SEAL, and they were trying to take away his gun? I mean, it is unbelievable how people will do mental gymnastics to try to demonize the Second Amendment.
I don't understand it. It's just beyond comprehension.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the powers that be know that an armed populace is a dangerous populace when you're trying to impose tyranny. So they're trying to get those guns out of our hands before they go full force, full board ahead. We're taking your house. We're bulldozing your neighborhood. And if you don't like it, too bad. FEMA's here to take care of you. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on hold for about 2 hours now, and I hardly ever hear an opposing call, and I got a feeling you're going to cut me off because this is going to be one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to know, you're so knowledgeable about the Federal Reserve. Do you know what the mm-hmm. Federal Reserve all has in common? And while you're thinking about that one...
Wait, the Federal Reserve all has in common? What do you mean?
Yes, what do I mean?
The Federal Reserve and what have in common?
You tell me, after all the research that you've done, that you can't figure out a common denominator with the Federal Reserve or the media today. You know, you want to
see you later, buddy. All right, I know I'm going to disagree with you because you want to make it about race, and that's why you called. I'm glad you stayed on 2 hours to be racist. All right, let's go to Jim in Washington. Jim, you're on the line.
Wow, it's going to be hard to follow that act.
It's unbelievable to me. I mean, you're talking about government legislation. You're talking about a private banking organization. You know, you talk about corruption, and somebody wants to make it about racism. You know, and then they're going to start screaming at you because they know they're about to be racist on the air, and you're going to challenge them on that fact. It's just unbelievable to me. Go ahead, man.
Okay, well, first of all, I just wanted to say you and Alex and the whole crew there are just doing an absolutely wonderful job. It's just wonderful to listen to you guys every day and keep up on what's going on. I had a fun suggestion that I think would kind of be like a double whammy for...
All right, well, hold over. We'll go over that suggestion on the other side. We'll continue to take calls. David, anti-federalist, and more. And then we're going to hit up this story. China babies sold for adoption. As China becomes more westernized, we become more like them. And that's what this New World Order is about. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Start that love train, folks. I got nothing but love in here. Even when I get heated. I just look at how beautiful the world is. I look outside, the sun's shining. Go play with my dogs. Happy faces. Dancing it up at the wedding. I mean, there's so many things to enjoy in life, and there is time for that enjoyment. But we do have to confront the real issues. We do have to go over the real topics. You know, we can't just bask. I mean, I can't even tell you how much mindless sports talk that I had to go through while I was at this wedding. I'm just like, oh, my God. And nobody knows about, you know, audit the Fed. Only my friends in the know that, you know, share this information, that check out InfoWars. And it's a little discouraging. But there is so much greatness, so much to fight for. Humanity is worth fighting for. And there's no reason to get racist about it or have some kind of a loony theory where you want to just, you know, eviscerate an entire ethnic group, because that's what it comes down to when you hear callers like the previous one, and it's just disgusting to me. Let's go back to Jim in Washington. Jim, you said you had an idea.
Yeah, well, I thought there might be a double whammy way to get Alex a little bit of much needed vacation time and to bring in a little money to InfoWars.com, and I kind of got the idea from all the front-side advertising and what you guys did with that eBay auction for the Tyranny Crusher 1. I thought it might be an interesting thing if you guys could set up an eBay auction to do like a day at the range with Alex Jones at Frontside or something like that, maybe a day, 2 days, or a week.
You know, and, I don't know if Alex Jones would be down with being around guns and a fan that paid to be there, but... You know, that's not a that's not necessarily a bad idea. Maybe we could have a dinner with Alex Jones. It'd really be up to Alex. I mean, Alex is really kind of an introvert when it comes down to it. I have to beg to drag him out to a UFC event or to, you know, a bar if I'm hanging out with my buddies. And it's a rare occasion. I mean, I do work here 7 days a week. In fact, I got a little itchy just being back in New York for 5 days and not being in the office. I mean, I come here on weekends, man. This is my home. And I don't know if he would go over something like that, but I do think that's a good idea. I think somebody would pay up to $5,000 to $10,000 to hang out with Alex Jones for a day. But, I mean, look how often he takes off. I mean, I think the last time I subbed in for the show was probably over a month ago, and he'll be back tomorrow. He's just taking this day off to spend some time with his kids, some much-deserved time. And I got to tell you, you know, I got to hang out with my little niece, and she's 4 years old right now, and it was just I needed it. It was so nice to spend a day with a toddler that loves you. And I can understand why he needs to take that time off. I don't know if he'd be taking it off to make a profit because, oh, well, God forbid we make a profit here or we try to turn around. You know, I think we made it official, and we did get the area next door, and we are going to be working on building a TV studio there. So hopefully within the next 6 to 12 months, we have yet another program for people to watch, maybe a weekend more news-type program, a different type of format than this. Actually, anchors sitting there, and in the background, you'll see the news story, and we'll play the clips from there and wear a suit. You know, I won't be rocking my Affliction T-shirts. And really try to bring it to the next level. So I think that is a good idea, and I'll pass it along. Anything else?
Oh, nothing. I just heard him talking about how he would reminisce about shooting and losing his edge, and how he kind of wanted to get back into it, and how he just started the new ad campaigns with the front site guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it'd be a good way for him to get in a little trigger time.
All right, Jim, I thank you for the call. And there's a great video out there of Alex shooting one of these little pea shooter shotguns when the Dick Cheney incident happened. And that was the first time that I had ever seen Alex Jones. I think the first and only time I had seen Alex Jones actually fire a weapon. And if you haven't seen that, that was a big hit on YouTube. I think it happened like two or three years ago when that story was big. Let's go to David in Florida. David, you're on the line.
Great, yes, great show today.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to mention, and I haven't heard it on your show, and I'm kind of perplexed as why not, but Benazir Bhutto in a David Frost interview,
which
happened right before her death on December 27, 2007, she mentions in that just sort of haphazardly that, oh, yeah, by the way, that's when bin Laden died.
Well, let me take it a step further. She doesn't just mention that bin Laden died. She mentions that bin Laden was murdered, and we have played that not only on the – I've played it on the Alex Jones Show sitting in, and I've played it probably half a dozen times on my program, The Info Warrior. But she mentions that the guy that killed him is a man named Omar Saeed Sheikh. Now, who is Omar Saeed Sheikh? Let's take it back a second. This is the guy that was supposedly responsible for the Daniel Pearl murder. The guy who cut off Daniel Pearl's head. Now, what was Daniel Pearl in the Middle East doing? Well, he was trying to find out the funding of these quote-unquote radical Islamic groups that funded 9/11. Now, the other interesting thing about Omar Saeed Sheikh, the supposed murderer of bin Laden and the supposed murderer of Daniel Pearl, is that he was on an ISI payroll and was a multiple intelligence agent. He wasn't just working for the ISI. In fact, he funneled $100,000 through General Mahmoud Ahmed, the then head of the ISI, to Mohammed Atta just before the attacks. But nobody wants to talk about that. Isn't that weird?
It's very strange.
Yeah,
but another
it's
thing
very
that
strange.
I find funny, too, is like regarding that last call that was racial.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny that there's 545 people basically in Washington calling the shots. I just got an email on this today, versus 300 million. And if you look at it, because you look at the two houses of Congress, and then the Congress, the Senate, and then the judges, right? It's 545 people versus 300 million.
But I would also
say
that it's even more than that. I'm not saying it's relative to the 300 million people, but the state senators actually do get a lot done. And, I mean, that's where Barack Obama was spawned from, was the state Senate. Remember, he gave a keynote address at the 2004 Democratic National Convention without actually being a real senator. He was a state senator, which is kind of on the level playing field as a congressman. But continue.
The thing is that evil-intentioned people organize. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing here, I mean, you provide a great service and a great program of informing people, but I think what needs to occur is the next step where we actually organize more and actually go and take our country back. I mean, one of the things that we keep hearing is the complacency or the low intellectual capacity of the Americans to actually confront evil, which I think is a bigger part than the intellectual side of it. We need to actually confront the evil and organize, you know, do that by organizing more.
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to support organizations like Campaign for Liberty by running for office. And whether that be city councilman or local mayor or congressman or state senator, like I just discussed. And if you can't run for office, support the person that can. Listen, they are in fear of Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty. Even though Ron Paul, we played a clip earlier, says that the American people get the government that they deserve. Well, unfortunately, 80 to 90% of the American people don't even know what the three branches of government are and aren't interested in the government whatsoever. And then that 10%, that kind of 10 to 20% that kind of play spectator sports with government, half of them are still stuck in this left-right paradigm. So we have to break through, you know. I saw something great while I was in New York. It was the Wednesday House of Commons, and I thank you for the call, where Gordon Brown and Cameron are like WWE fighting. If you've never seen a House of Commons, it's here, and they actually get to ask each other questions and people cheer. It's almost a cool thing in the fact that they have to respond to all their constituents, whether it's fake or not or whether it's scripted or not. So they're throwing out insult after insult on each other, but they're not talking about the policies whatsoever. They're just saying that their policy is bad, my policy is good. Your policy is bad, my policy is good. So there's a third party now. It's called the Liberal Democrats. And finally, the head of the Liberal Democrats, it's a very small party, gets to stand up and say his piece. And what does he say? He says, well, perhaps the reason that you guys are throwing insults at one another and fighting like, you know, just nonsensically, not talking about the topics, is the fact that you guys are in on it together. And he says, why don't you go take another cruise together? And I'm just like, wow, that is top notch. We gotta find that clip. I don't think it's on the YouTube yet. It was from last week's House of Commons. Like I said, we need to do a story on it on Prison Planet and InfoWars, because in that session, again, and it should have been reported all over, it wasn't. You know, I went to The Guardian, I went to The Telegraph, I tried to see any story on it. They just want to make it appear as though it didn't happen. They don't want you to know that they're in on it together, that they take cruises together, that they're good friends behind the scenes, that the establishment runs both puppets. That's the real deal. Anti-Federalist in Georgia, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, good to hear yes. Your voice again, man. Been missing you late night.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
When back on the air.
Like I was telling the other caller, I will be back for a weekly show, a wrap-up show after Alex's show from 6 to 9 Central Time. And hopefully after I get done with Invisible Empire, I will be returning to 5 nights a week. I got to tell you, it's really been a blessing in disguise for me because I was able to finalize the first third of my script. I mean, I have a rough outline. I obviously have all the clips. I've been doing all the research. But to finalize a third of my script and really only have two-thirds of my script to finalize to go is just, you know, this is a process for me. And the last movie, I don't get as much help as, say, an Alex Jones. I work in the office. You know, Alex has two video editors that are working for him and milling through stuff. I have to do all that stuff myself. So, you know, in order to step back, I mean, I can't even tell you. I come in here early, usually around the beginning of the Alex Jones show. I used to try to help produce that because I was also producing my own radio show. So it was advantageous for me to go through routers, The Guardian, The Telegraph, MSNBC, Fox News, and all that, and get my stories ready for my show that was coming up. And then I would give Alex all the pertinent stories that I thought that he would want to cover. So then I would also leave in the middle of the day, go back, let my dogs out, come back, and then I would only get here a couple hours before my show, and sometimes there'd be such breaking news I'd have to go to the news wires instead of working on my film. So I was kind of falling behind, and now I'm just full force, totally ready to go. Can't wait to finalize the second two-thirds of the script. I have time to take off and do interviews for my film. I'll be doing that in, I think, a week and a half. I think I take off from the 19th to the 26th, so 10 days from now I'm spending a week in California, and I will be back after the release of Invisible Empire 5 nights a week, so you can be assured.
I can't wait to see it. I got a couple issues I want to talk about today.
Sure.
The first is, I don't know if anybody's seen this last week's episode of a TV show called Whale Wars.
No.
But the whole, it's interesting. They had when the captain ends up getting shot in this episode by a Japanese whaling boat, and, well, at least that's the claim. And but the interesting part about it was there was a woman on the ship who had been injured, and they handed her a list, and the list said 33 things to do. I think the ship that they're on is called the Steve Irwin, while you're on the Steve Irwin.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, why 33? And then I looked into, I've been reading Tex Mars lately, so I'm a little inundated with his symbolism. And I thought, well, there that number comes again. These guys are on a black pirate ship. They're all dressed in black. They're claiming to be environmentalists. God knows if they're helping the whales or not. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, this guy hands her a sheet with 33 on it. And I thought, oh, isn't that interesting?
Well, do you think he's Masonic? I mean, is he openly wearing Mason pins and things like that?
He's not openly wearing. But, you know, why 33? Why not 31? Why not 34? Why not 10 things to do while you're on the boat? You know,
well, I hear you, man. And it is interesting. But, you know, one of the things that I was doing for my movie is the last third really delves into the secret societies and that aspect of it, Bohemian Grove and beyond. So I decided to pick up one of the books that we carry here at InfoWars. It's called Proofs of a Conspiracy. And this is an insider from the late 1700s who, you know, is totally pro-Mason. I mean, he loves the Masons. And he is unapologetic about that. But he shows the different sects and schools of Masonry and all this stuff, how it spread throughout Europe. And then he gets into the Illuminati, again, as an insider, and how they would recruit people and how this organization actually came into being. And I can't tell you how vital this book has been. I'm only about one-third to one-fourth through it, and I'm just highlighting stuff that I may or may not use for the picture. But I encourage people to go check that out, because I have some really good friends that are Masons. And, you know, I obviously inundated them with my opinions on Masonry and secret societies before they joined, but they ended up joining anyway. And I don't think that they're bad people because of it. And I don't think that they're, you know, working for somebody and now they're going to betray me because I don't necessarily agree with, you know, what the Masons do. So I would suggest go check out Proofs of a Conspiracy, because it is a first-hand account. It's not a second- or third-hand account or somebody doing, you know, studies of other Masons. It's an actual Mason. It's a little bit tough to read because a lot of it's in Old English, but it is just an excellent book. Proofs of a Conspiracy, go check it out at InfoWars.com right now. I thank you for the call. Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, Matt.
How you doing? I'm a real big fan of your show. I wanted to talk about what you were talking about before about robots. And,
yeah. You know, I'm glad someone's going to get into that.
The Japanese really, they are way, way ahead of anything they show in the media over here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have heard of the robot suit that they've developed, and I think they're going to be kind of pushing this in the new G.I. Joe movie coming out.
I haven't seen the robot suit out of Japan, but I have seen the exoskeleton that they have for U.S. soldiers. If you just type in U.S. soldier exoskeleton, you basically hop into this thing, and it's easier on your legs, so you're able to run faster, walk longer without getting tired. And then I think you can lift up to 10 times what you would normally be able to with these metal apparatuses that are essentially, you know, you hold on to two bars here, and then they have, like, the hand things that are there, and you pull down on them, and it makes you 10 times stronger and 10 times more durable. And that's, again, something that's now years old and on the public market. You know, the big dogs, they're being used in the Middle East right now to carry equipment. The Robo Snake is now going to be planting bombs and doing surveillance for the Mossad. So, again, this is an international intelligence thing. There are different flavors of it all over the world. But to me, it's obvious that they're suppressing some of this technology. Again, when the stealth bomber was created by the Nazis, let's repeat that. When the stealth bomber was created by the Nazis and the public doesn't know about it for another, well, we didn't know the Nazis created it until 70 years from when they did. We just found out about it last week. Can you imagine what they have, you know, in these underground facilities, in top secret facilities? I mean, it has to be mind blowing.
There's also, I was thinking more about what you're saying about the drones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they could even apply this to even like the Honda humanoid, for example. They could deploy these Honda humanoids.
Well, eventually, sure.
You know about the Honda humanoid
that is now being controlled by thought patterns, right? So, in other words, they have that little, and I think it's called Asimov or something like that. It's the one by Honda. It's the little robot. It stands about this big. You can watch them break dance or whatever. But they've set it up so you know, they put this big, like, helmet type thing on a person, and then that person thinks, I want to move my right hand, and then it moves its right hand. And then that person thinks, well, I want to move my left arm, and it moves its left arm. I mean, the person doesn't actually have to think about it for it to happen. This is technology now. This is not science fiction. That's what I have to explain to people. Not science fiction. We are in a period of time where nanotechnology is real, where artificial intelligence is real, where Xbox is gearing up to put a live motion capture voice recognition camera in millions of homes for Christmas. Project Natal, something that will be hooked into the internet 24/7 unless you unplug your little Ethernet cable, and the majority of you are not going to do it. Again, voice recognition, face recognition, motion recognition. You don't believe me? Just type it into, they're proud of it. They think it's the best thing since breakfast. It's the Jetsons on crack, folks. It scans your body. You go to Amazon.com, you pick out a breast or a dress, and you model it. It's in the video. We'll be back after this. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. And, you know, one of the stories that I just totally and completely forgot about because it's a day ago, and the media doesn't follow up on big stories like this, is that DHS through drills, let me say this again, DHS through drills was able to get bombs into 10 separate buildings. Really? So DHS and government agencies through drills are able to plant bombs in buildings. Weird. Huh. Sounds a lot like 9/11. But if you bring that up, if you say that they were running drills on 9/11 or they were redoing security, remember, while they're redoing security, what better opportunity to run a drill to put explosives in that they think are not real? They think they're mock explosives. They think they're dummy detonators. And to run drills and do so. And again, we ain't finding bombs in any other buildings by Al-Qaeda or extremist groups like in the DHS reports. No, it's the government that is able to get explosives into buildings. And that's why we're going to play this clip coming up at the 30 after break. It's a long clip, so we're going to wait. But a lot of people of you are aware that Niles Harriet, along with and Niles Harriet is overseas, by the way, along with Richard Gage and Stephen Jones, have uncovered the fact that unexploded thermite has been discovered, or thermate, has been discovered in the rubble at the World Trade Center. And, of course, this would explain why World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 fell into their own footprint at almost free fall speed, because there were explosives in the buildings. And remember, World Trade Center Building 7 would not have been able to be rigged for demolition unless it was done by intelligence or the U.S. government.
Well, that sounds ludicrous, Jason. Why is that?
Well, you know, not only did it have the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia, you think that the CIA might conduct surveillance on the building where their largest office is in the middle of Manhattan in the World Trade Center complex? Hmm. The Department of Defense was there. The Securities and Exchange Commission was there. The IRS was there. The Office of Emergency Management was there. And let's not forget, the largest Secret Service office in the world was there. And again, the media spins it like, oh, this is dangerous. Terrorists can get bombs in buildings. No, the government, posing as other government officials, can get bombs into buildings. And you can bet that's what they did. It's not like they just walked in as some, you know, Joe Schmo with a pizza. No, they probably had, you know, identification that said, no, I'm part of a government organization. And then they said, well, they were able to get into bathrooms even when they were locked. See, what they did, and by the way, I had a long discussion with my friend who worked security at JFK and LaGuardia Airport for years after 9/11. He almost went to Iraq. They didn't end up taking him, but he was a U.S. military guy. And he explained exactly what they did to me yesterday. To me years ago, he said, what they do is they smuggle in different parts and they hit you so hard that you can only catch so many people. So a lot of people get through with these parts of explosives. And then there's somebody else who comes in with no explosives, with nothing whatsoever. He knows where to go, and then he will assemble the explosives somewhere else, mainly in a bathroom. And these guys were able to trick other employees to open up bathrooms for them so that they could put these explosives together. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.